Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Professor, only global government can save us from a century of chaos. And we've seen the founder of the modern environmental movement, the Gaia movement, saying we want a tyrannical world government. The public's too stupid. We must enforce it through tyranny. This being reported by the Daily Mail. It was the Herald Sun. Here's the headline. Our own extinction is forecast. And all these top globalists are saying, oh, we'll all soon be dead. Well, yeah, because that's what they're planning to do. See, they create the crisis. They offer the solution. Okay, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls now because I got a bunch of news I want to hit as well. Lawrence in California was getting into the red pill versus the blue pill and the awakening of humanity. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yes, the point that I was trying to make, I had a question because I've been promoting this book since I started writing, and I've been giving out chapters to different people that I know, and they've been loving it. They've been telling me to get it done, especially my uncle, which is a vet. He's a Marine vet. And the thing is, I've been trying to get it to these publishing companies, and it's kind of like I'm being blackballed. It's like they're telling me no one cares about this situation. This is something that no one wants to look at or take the time out to read.
Well, if it's a good book, that's a great title. Nothing is hotter than the awakening happening right now, and the system knows that. That's why they cover us constantly just to try to stay relevant and in the game. The issue is the publishing industry is imploding. The economy is imploding. People don't read books like they did before. Hollywood's even losing money. The record industry is on the verge of collapsing. Mainstream news is even admitting that right now. So it's very tough. I had to self-publish my own book. And I didn't even reprint it. You know, I sold 15,000 copies. I printed 5,000, sold them right away. This was 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and I thought, well, I'll just print 10,000. These sold so quick, but I didn't know that you sell everything up front. I was still ignorant then, and I learned more every day. And so it took me until just a few months ago to sell the additional 10,000, and so I'm not going back into reprinting of that book because I can't afford to print 5,000 or so and then wait 4 or 5 years to sell them. I can only make something new, hot, intriguing, and then try to fund myself right off the bat. And so that's the nature of it. And there's a glut of Patriot info because it is hot. The problem is a lot of it's not well written or there's so much of it and people don't have a distribution system to get their material out. But if I was you, I would go to some of the self-publishers out there or some of the people on demand where you can retain your copyright but have them print it and then go out and advertise your book. Create a website, write about your book, blog about your book, make YouTube videos about your book, hammer, 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 and the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. I appreciate your call. Let me give you some advice. I started out on Access TV now almost 16 years ago, talk radio 15 years ago, and I was paid $200 a week at first, and then a year into it, I had a weekday show, and I was paid $400 a week. My radio show generated over $40,000 a month for the station. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have an agent. I didn't know anything. I was getting as high ratings as Howard Stern had on a local station. The local station was paying for that show, $300,000 a year. And the other hosts that were local had no ratings. I didn't know why they were all so jealous and literally hated me with a passion. Well, they weren't talk show hosts. Sharkman was his nickname. He was a real syndicated former CBS guy who'd been all over the country. He recognized me as a talent on Access. He got me my job in radio, and then they basically laid him off, and he went to Phoenix to do a show. I got to get a hold of Sharkman, find out what name he's going by now. I even forget his real name. It popped in my head in a minute. A real radio guy gave me my job. Okay, then he left, and these jealous nobodies, I mean, one guy had never even been in radio, and he was the program director, and I had these huge ratings, tons of money, and so they hated me even more. Then Jay Leno talked about me, and National News talked about me. BBC was there the day they fired me, and they said, get out of here, because the owners of the station were globalists, and they found out that I was on one of their stations. But anyways, I'm side issue.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the third and fourth hour today. We do have Lindsey Williams part two of his oil spill expose in the final hour today. I'm continuing with your phone calls. Our first caller, and then I'm going to get to the others here in a moment, but I want to answer Lawrence's question from California. He was asking if he's written a book, how to get it published. And I was telling him that it's great to try to get a big publisher to do it up front, but generally it's best to self-publish something and just get it done and then create a blog, a website, and promote your book, make videos about it, make podcasts. And if you've got the message and if you've got the material, if you've got the talent, if you build it, they will come. And then I was briefly going back to my start in radio. It's a good thing I wasn't doing this to be successful and to be a big shot. I had no intention of that. Zero. I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I wanted to defend property rights. I wanted to stop illegal wars. I didn't want America financing a global corporate empire. I wanted to abolish the private Federal Reserve. I understood these things. I understood that when I went to college, those colleges were anti-freedom, anti-America. And I knew that we were under threat as a society, and so I began to expose it. And I didn't understand why right away I got high ratings, and there were self-destructive people that ran the radio station, the good people had left, who'd hired me, and that they were mad that I was so successful. They were mad that I was all over the newspaper. And that I was making national news, hard copy, extra, BBC, ABC Nightly News. They were angry. That's why they ended up losing their jobs later after they fired me. And the owners who owned a bunch of radio stations, Shamrock Communications, and who owned a bunch of radio stations and newspapers, you know, they came down and they told me, you quit talking about the New World Order, you talk about sex and partying and fun things, or you're fired. And I said, but I'm making you all this money. I have high ratings. And I said, I really can't. And they said, you will. You'll lose your job. And a few weeks later, they fired me. But I didn't care. It was all about the truth. What would be the point of being on talk radio and being able to talk to people and not talking about the truth? Not defending my family, my culture, my society. I cannot sell out. I will not sell out. That's why the globalists attack me constantly through their COINTELPRO from above and below, from the establishment and these fake anti-establishment as a sellout, because that's the only avenue they've got. I'm so real. I'm so bona fide. I'm such a real McCoy. The fruit of my labor is so real and so effective and so dangerous that they attack me from every quarter. And it's intensifying because I have the spirit of victory. I got a lot of problems and I'm not perfect. But people can model after what I've done, and they can build upon it and improve upon it. And I know we can beat these people because we're in the right, and if we just don't stop and we keep moving forward, the New World Order is going down big time. And so don't expect, so many people start little political organizations and they plan and they organize and they constantly talk about what they're going to do, and they constantly talk about how they're going to write a book, or they're going to have an Access TV show, or they're going to get a local radio show, or they're going to go to their state house, or they're going to organize a march, but they never do it. They have committee meetings after committee meetings. Just get on the street. Get into the state houses. Get into the city councils. Run for office. Get aggressive. Don't be apologetic. Be fiery. That's what the people want. They want red blood. They want oxygen-filled blood, not stale, blue blood garbage. You know what blue blood is, folks? The globalists have good names for themselves. Blue bloods. Blood that doesn't have oxygen in it is blue. That's why your veins are blue. But the blood we think of that we see on the ground, spilt in the fight for liberty, is red because it's spilt outside the body. It's been spilt. It's been released. And when that blood comes out of your lungs and is pounded through your heart and sent out to your body, it's red. It's animated. It's red blood. Are you red-blooded, or are you a cold, slimy, vampiric blue blood? Are you an undead? Is your soul dead? Or does it have the animating fire of liberty in it? The enemy tells you, lay down, be weak, be soft-spoken. This is the doctrine of losers. This is the doctrine of slaves. You need to become authoritative. You need to become assertive. You need to commit. All right, I'm going to stop preaching. Ah! The point is, Lawrence, don't wait for a silver platter. And you haven't done that. You've written the book. Take action. Take action now while you're still alive, while you're sucking air. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. You're on the air, Jim.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. What's on your mind today?
Well, there's so much. I'll try to just touch on a couple of things. Sometimes an allegory, which is what you're talking about in The Matrix, can get through to a person's subconscious when they've been programmed or brainwashed, when facts cannot. That is the reason why a story such as The Matrix, or you can even go back thousands of years to Socrates and Plato, such as The Cave in The Republic, Chapter 7.
Yeah, that's what The Truman Show is.
Right, right. They're trying to expose all these things through fables and allegories because a lot of people, when they're subconsciously brainwashed,
Now they're comfortable with their servitude because their subconscious brain is a lot more powerful than their conscious. So everybody knows they're in a Matrix / Truman Show. They're in a Truman Show being inserted into an actual Matrix. That's the Pentagon plan from the 1960s, declassified in January of 2000. But you're absolutely right. And go ahead.
Well, I just find it really interesting that even Orwell, who his real name, of course, was Eric Blair, who was the son of a British nobleman officer in the Bengal Wars. He learned early that this was all a fraud, and whether you were told that socialism, communism, capitalism, or whatever was the way, it was all lies meant to deceive you because we were all being controlled by the same apex of the pyramid. And whether you're talking about economically, socially, politically, it's all a Ponzi scheme based upon a pyramid scheme. And that's what our whole world is. And I congratulate you on pointing that out. Let me say to your earlier caller, Lawrence, there's been people since Socrates' time or all the way back to, you can go back to 1960 and read Vance Packard, the Wastemakers. There's so much information out there. Alex, you do the greatest job by far of enlightening people onto this stuff. But I hate to say it, my friend, we are losing, and we are casting, for the most part, our pearls before swine. And I believe right now is the time that the Lord Jesus Christ talked about when those who will listen had better flee these cities and prepare, because this is the last thing I want to say. Real history. This is real history. In World War II, from Stalingrad all the way to Warsaw, Danzig, all through the Eastern Bloc nations, those people were under siege for years in those cities. After the first year, there was nothing left to eat. They ate the rats. They ate the dead. After the second year, they were coming out in gangs, out of the sewers, and attacking and eating people by night. You people better wake up out there. You're not going to listen, but you better get the hell out of these big metropolitan cities and get yourself to some degree able to sustain yourself with water and food. And this is a final warning. I believe you're right, Alex, that World War III is right on the horizon, and that is the only way that these elite people have out of this.
Every time they're going to lose power, Lord Milner in 1918 said at the end of World War I, we're going to hire a German dictator and have him wreck Europe in the next 20 years, and they did it. I mean, the British intel put the communist in. That's the reason they're so hard to beat, is they will hire Mao Zedong and have him kill 64 to 80 plus million, depending on the numbers you look at, just to get power. They enjoy it. Human life means nothing to them. And I agree with you. It is good to get self-sufficient. It is essential. And they are courting World War III right now. They are seriously looking at it. We'll be right back.
The problem.
How do I
cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Jim in Texas brought up World War III type scenarios, and a lot of mainline analysts say that a strike on Iran runs from bad to worse. I mean, they all agree that it runs from very serious repercussions to all-out thermonuclear war with China and Russia. Now, the globalists aren't going to move against Iran unless they've gotten Russia and China to sign off on that. At least common sense would say that. But remember, Cheney launched the 888 attack, and it's now been declassified. that he did want to start a nuclear war with Russia. So there's some truly insane people inside the power structure. The more insane, the more bold, the people with more bravado, more hubris, more chutzpah, whatever word you want to use, crazy confidence, tend to get into positions of power. And what concerns me is you see Dr. Eric Pianka, Dr. Peter Singer, Al Gore, all these different shows on Discovery Channel about the end of humanity, the end of humans, how great the world would be. I mean, here's two headlines today. Professor, only global governance can save us from a century of chaos. And that's out of the Daily Mail. And then the professor goes on to say total collapse by 2014 or before, a world war, that it will happen, that humans always do this. Well, the elites are implementing it right now. And I'm not just saying that. I have the Rand Corporation saying that they need a new war. I mean, you see them gearing up for it. You see them saying they're about to have a blockade of Iran. That's an act of war, as Ron Paul has said on the House floor. Not just me saying that. That's what the law says. Look at this. Herald Sun, our own extinction is forecast within 100 years. But that's a good thing, the Australian basically reports. You read the whole article. Because humans are bad. We're too stupid. See, the globalists are in hundreds of movies the last decade, literally hundreds. Hundreds. It's got to be 10 or 15 the last year about the end of the world and apocalypse. They are conditioning the subconscious mind to accept mass death and corruption so that you will just lay down and take it. Oh, it's the end of the world. Now, I am a Christian. I am Bible believing, and I think it's very profound and makes Nostradamus look like a piker. But it is misinterpreted and it is twisted and it is used. Christians in Nazi Germany laid down because they thought it was the end of the world. Christians in China, most of them laid down. They thought it was the end of the world. They thought Mao was the Antichrist. Christians in North Korea are almost extinct because they think the communist regime is the Antichrist. Well, in a way, if you actually read the Bible, it says there are many Antichrists, Antichrist spirit, but only one who will become world ruler. And whether you believe in God or not, the globalists are into the occult. The UN says they are going to have 10 global regions with 10 kingdoms. I mean, they are following Revelation as a blueprint. The world ID card, face scan, handprint to buy and sell, holograms, the beast computer speaking in Jerusalem and being seen by all the people of the world simultaneously, giant metal dragonflies and locusts dropping pillars of fire on cities. I mean, it's science fiction written almost 2,000 years ago on the Isle of Patmos. John the Revelator was on a drug, I want some of what he was on. This isn't Isaac Asimov predicting high-tech systems 60 years ago, and he was a visionary. His Foundation series is about computer programs being able to predict the future, which they already have now. That's admitted. They admit 93 to 97% accuracy in predicting where you're going to do, where you're going to go, how long you're going to stay somewhere, what you're going to do with total precision. They're not telling you that they have it even more advanced. Near total precision. They're not telling you it's even more advanced. Off predictive mapping on how you behave, what you do. The government knows what website you're going to visit before you visit it. They know your rhythms. They know your patterns. They understand you. And so they are reaching a counterfeit level of omnipresence. It isn't real. They're still weak humans. They're still passion-driven by their id, by their ego, by their subconscious. They're still the wild beast, the wild primitive, out taking heads of their enemies. But now they've got atom bombs, hydrogen bombs. They've got computerized crystal balls. They've got superconducting, super colliding cyclotrons. Now they've got space planes. Now they've got predictive computer systems. Now they've got race-specific bioweapons. They're Bill Gates. They're on power trips.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
All right, I'm going to continue with your phone calls. Ernie, Wayne, David, Truthmaster, and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, the websites are InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me read over some financial headlines here. Crude oil drops, gold rises after jobless claims. Gold is up a whole lot today. In fact, let me just actually pull up the latest on gold. I haven't looked at that in about 20 minutes. It's hard to do this live on air, but we'll do it. Gold, as if you can't do this yourself. Let's go ahead. Well, I want to know, so I'm going to find out right now. Gold is up $17.10 today to $1,247 an ounce. Crude oil fell and gold futures stayed higher Thursday after the Labor Department said U.S. jobless claims rose by 12,000 last week. Crude oil for July delivery fell 76 cents or 1% to $76.91 a barrel. The August contract fell 36 cents to $78.36 a barrel. And gold for August delivery gained $15 to $1,245.50 an ounce. So they're doing everything they can to suppress it, because it exposes fiat currencies as the dangerous frauds they are, and other forms of paper that the hedge fund lords who run the New World Order have gotten so rich off of. They're not going to be able to make $5, $10, $15 billion apiece, the hundreds of these different scallywags every year, if you become wise and stop buying the derivatives. I mean, anybody can go out on the street corner and say, you know, they'll give you a $1 trillion bill for $1,000, then you try to cash the $1 trillion bill and find out it's worthless. But see, only a select group of scammers, the Ivy League crooks, are allowed to engage in this. You're not part of the money laundering slash counterfeiting scheme. Only the central banks are. 100 Italian economists say austerity will destroy Europe. You know, I'm really proud of my film, The Obama Deception, made a year and a half ago, right when Obama got in office, because it's all about austerity and all about how they're going to raise your taxes and cut your benefits before Obama was talking about that, because we know what the IMF and World Bank do. The people that run Obama, real name Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen of Kenyan Providence, 100 Italian economists say austerity will destroy Europe. From Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. The Telegraph's Ambrose Evans Pritchard points to a letter signed by 100 Italian economists who point out the Ponzi scheme is taking place, in which they note that the austerity strategy imposed by Brussels-Frankfurt risk tipping Europe into a self-feeding downward spiral. That's the plan. So what if you have 100 top economists saying that? That's the plan. That's like if they boss it into a shack and Ted Bundy was over a 10-year-old girl biting huge bloody chunks out of her back, and you said, Ted Bundy, you're going to kill her if you... He goes, that's the point. I mean, it's crazy to not understand that. It's Woody Woodpecker nuts. Again, gold prices in the futures reach $1,254 an ounce. Federal Reserve pushes up the debt and purchases U.S. sovereign debt. We got Bob Chapman on tomorrow about that. And so you have the Federal Reserve more and more buying its own debt, but then more debt's created for us. The Treasury offers money, and the Federal Reserve comes in and buys it itself. And that was one of the best lines last night out of Slimeballs, this little special that they hyped for a month, was that they said some people in the Tea Party want to get rid of all government. They say it's a tyranny. They cut to me saying it's a tyranny. Some people want to get rid of all government. They want it in the Fed. And then they cut to Rand Paul saying in the Fed in a speech, knowing the average moron that watches MSNBC. I mean, you've really got to be a moron if you watch MSNBC and you believe that that isn't cartoon-level propaganda. It's more cartoonish than Fox News now because it's defending the establishment. It seemed a little more sane when it was playing the part of the anti-establishment during Bush. Now, Fox seems more sane playing the part of the anti-establishment. As soon as the Republicans back in, they'll be pro-establishment. But, I mean, did you miss what I just said, some of you out there that are new listeners? It's very simple. In the Fed means in the private Federal Reserve. But Chris Matthews, this is a quote, says some people want to get rid of all government, abolish government entirely, and they want to abolish the Federal Reserve. And then they cut to Rand Paul saying in the Fed, chanting it, knowing that one sentence before he said some of these people want to get rid of all government. Then he says, like the Federal Reserve, as if Federal Reserve is government. Then they cut to Rand Paul saying in the Fed. See, so that's a double lie. They're telling you the Federal Reserve is government and is legitimate, and that Rand Paul wants to abolish all government, and that to end the Fed means to abolish all government. But in a sick little lawyer way, they love having what they say be the truth from one perspective. And of course, it's a lie. But it is true. The Fed is the only government. It runs the military. It runs the entire country. The private bankers that took over 97 years ago in 1913. So we have that here. Here's another one. Government expanding like a cancer, says Mark Faber. Well, that's how I always describe it. Well, see, they're globalists. They will evacuate the country after they've sucked it dry and broke it down. Government expanding like a cancer, Mark Faber says. Governments have intervened too much in the free market since the crisis started, to the point that they are affecting the health of the world economy, Mark Faber, the author of the Gloom, Boom, Doom Report, told CNBC. Of course, he's predicted all of what's happening and is a frequent guest of this transmission. Here is another headline along those same lines. Trying to find my headline. I had a headline here. Oh, yes, here it is. This is from CNBC. Serious market problems in the fall. Gold to hit $2,500 an ounce is the headline. And here to talk more about this article with us for the next 5 minutes, and I'm going right back to your calls, is Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, also owns the Genesis Network, and he's who I trust to buy my precious metals from and who I do buy them from because it's the best deal out there. The offers we give on this show are the best offers out there, bar none. Now, you need to make sure you say it's the Alex Jones Special. Take advantage of these. But if you're not moving some of your paper into gold and silver, I don't know what planet you're living on. Gold just 7 years ago was $260-something an ounce. Now it's $1,247.60 and climbing. And mainstream news is having to admit $2,500. By the way, that's a conservative estimate. I don't own gold because of that. I don't own it to go cash it in. I don't cash gold I bought at $300. I don't buy gold I bought at $1,200. I don't sell silver I bought at $5 an ounce with it at $19. I don't sell it. It's an emergency backup because you can't trust in government. You can't trust in anything in this world but God, guts, and guns, and gold. The G's. Let's bring up Ted Anderson. Ted, again, you've got great offers for people yet again with your 30-plus years in the business. Most outlets are out or have giant premiums on gold. That's all over the news. But not Ted Anderson because you're in it for the long haul, and so you've got the best deals. Ted, tell us about it.
Yeah, I sure will. I tell you that that Frank and Forecaster offer, I'm still holding that down at $265 despite the fact that gold has gone up off that $1,200 an ounce, now trading at that $1,248.60. So, you know, right now the market is very bullish. The support levels in gold right now are at $1,217.50. That came up off of $1,187 here just a few weeks ago, which means that the chances of gold dipping below that number is pretty tight. Anyways, the deals right now, Frank's at $265. You do get the full year of the international forecaster for that. You just can't beat that deal. I mean, with the discount of the Forecaster newsletter at $159, it gets you down below $500 an ounce for gold. I mean, that's a fifth of an ounce of gold. You can do the math. But silver right now is just touching, getting real close to $19 an ounce. And I'm going to have to start moving up the price on those Walking Liberty halves. If people are interested in that, that coin right now is $9.75. And that coin, I know my internet prices have jumped up over 10. I'm just holding that price down too. Alex, I'm going to sell that Buffalo coin until I can't no more. There's a small supply out there in the marketplace. I have some quantity. As long as I can deliver them, I'm going to sell them. I'm going to recommend people buy that coin too. Just because of the fact that it's, you know, the U.S. Mint makes such a small number of them. And then when they get sold out, they're just gone. I mean, most of last year, you couldn't buy a Buffalo coin. These are the 2010s. And they are just scarce, really hard to get. I have a supply in them. I'm going to sell them. So if you're interested.
That's right. The U.S. Mint puts out a limited number and they run out very, very quickly. And these just came out. They're being snatched up. And Ted's got a great price on those. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237 is the toll-free number to call and talk to the brokers. Any other coins, Ted, that people should know about?
Yeah, the U.S. Eagles, bags of junk silver are real popular. That stuff is getting incredibly scarce. For those of you who don't know what those are, that's the dimes and the quarters and the halves. They're really scarce and very close to melt value. When Paulson and Bush were talking about the TARP money, they became completely unavailable. They were just sold out completely. There was none available. It was hard to get a 100-ounce silver bar, for crying out loud. So that's a really good buy as well. I mean, there's a lot of products out there, Alex, that I'm getting my hands on, and I just don't have enough time on the air to mention them all. But I would suggest that if you're interested in looking at gold and silver, like you said, Alex, this is summertime. Right now, we're seeing the soft side of the market, not the bullish side. Come August, September, October, I mean, I say this every year with you, and every year it's true. Gold and silver are very hot in the fall. Right now, you're seeing a bit of a bull market. Gold is reaching highs that it's never seen before. Silver's coming up and touching its highs. And I got to tell you, this fall, there's so much trouble in the economy right now. And you take a look ahead and you put any one of those little time bombs that are about to pop in that particular time frame, right between August, September, October, November, I mean, gold skyrockets during that time, and that's when you see that. I mean, they're talking about $2,500 an ounce. That's possible. It does happen, and it happens that volatilely, like you have that in the fall, and that's what we're coming.
Well,
up
regardless,
with.
Ted, people need to start moving out of paper. And you bought this gold when it was at a lower price. You're passing it on with the lower price, as you always do, but it's about to go up again. So, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of this now. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. And I wanted to briefly go over some of this CNBC article. The headline is, Serious Market Problems in the Fall, Gold to Hit $2,500 an Ounce. Now, that's CNBC saying that, not Alex Jones. I quite frankly hope it doesn't hit that, because if it does go to 2,500, which is what it's supposed to be due to inflation, that means that our worst fears are coming true. And obviously, you can feel it in your gut. You can see it. This is a depression, and I guess it's good to have a life raft, and gold financially, in every case in history, is that life raft. But it says stocks fell on Tuesday as reports that jobless claims jumped last week, and the Philly Fed gauge of manufacturing activity tumbled. And it goes on, Christian Thawadis, president and chief executive of Sentinel Asset Management, and Paul Schwartz, president of Hedge Capital, shared their views. Since we had the big May correction, the market has been dominated entirely by macroeconomic and political events. When that happens, the market fundamentals tend to get pushed down. They went on to say that economic news so far has not been bad and will support a possible 2-3% GDP growth. They went on to say that they think that you see a $1,500 later this year, and somewhere around 2,000 to 2,500 in this decade, he said. So we'll see what happens with that. That's from CNBC. So I think as a typo, because this is today's news, and it says Tuesday. It's Thursday, folks. Boy, they're just bringing in news articles in here so fast, I can't even keep track of them. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Thanks for holding, Ernie. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, one thing about your last caller talking about, the people I feel bad about is people who never farm, don't know how to pluck a chicken, don't know how to skin it. Those are the people that are in trouble. Okay, the two things I want to talk about, Blagojevich is right on. I think he did a good CYA job, bring them all down. The other two things that bother me, we got a president, we got a crack in the ocean with an oil well, and he sits there and looks at the American people and says, we got to tax you. The other thing that bothered me is watching a congressman assault two kids on the street, they spin and flip it, and then in South Carolina, they elect another guy to go for Congress who can't even speak English. This guy Green, and it was like you're talking something. This is just all bizarre.
Well, sir, in a New York City, I have the AP article, and as I read this Wednesday, I couldn't believe it. I haven't even gotten to it, that the feds came into the town, and it turns out they've done it in hundreds of towns, and said, we think one man, one vote is racist, So we're going to give 6 votes to certain people to get illegal aliens elected, and then they admit that it's illegal aliens voting, and the feds say they deserve to vote. I mean, you cannot make up stuff this insane. This is a criminal government. Again, I'm not against the illegal aliens, folks, but the government has brought them in as a political weapon to displace the American people and to vote for the robbery against the people. And, I mean, it's treason. We have a treasonous government. And to watch that senator beat up some college students, literally punch their camera, grab them, the young men are polite the entire time, and then I've got the MSNBC Chris Matthews piece and other shows saying how dare them attack the senator. But that's the way it works now. Cops attack you, you get charged with attacking them. Even if there's video of the cops hitting you, you don't touch them. They show it to a jury and they say police are God. And the jury says police are God and you go to prison. And now if a senator beats you, rapes your wife, they will say your wife raped them. I mean, and I'm not being sarcastic about that. Government is God in a tyranny. And good points, Ernie. Wayne, David, Truthmaster, Mark, I'm going to go to you quickly on the other side. There's so much news coming up. I want to get into all these professors and government officials talking about the end of the world and NASA saying, you know, the sun could kill us and all this hype and humanity will be extinct. They're hyping it. Why are they hyping it?
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-6 minutes. as we start the next hour. Let's go to Wayne in Canada. Wayne, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate everything you do. I want to thank you for it. I want to move quickly. I want to ask you to or make a suggestion that your listeners search Edward Mandel House and what he has to say. It's very informative and interesting to see what he had to say.
House Park here in Austin. He was from Austin. He was the handler of Woodrow Wilson. Openly said, we're going to have a new British Empire, a planetary government, and bankrupt the American people through taxation. And he wrote books about it, bragging about how they destroy America, and now they've done it.
Yes, and if you just Google Edward Mandel House has to say, or any search engine, it's a really brief read, and it'll tell you how forever to remain economic slaves. This applies to the world, not only to the United States. We're all corporations. If you could Google that, maybe you could read it. And my second point is, I wanna go to the Bilderberg meeting of this year in June of 2000 and the list of it, and ask the people in the Corporation of British Columbia to go to that list and see down in the 17th name of that list is Gordon Campbell, Premier of British Columbia. And I ask all people within the Corporation of the Province of British Columbia to go to their local MLAs and ask what our so-called elected representative Gordon Campbell was doing at this Bilderberg meeting, and what good for the people of the people elected by the people he was acquiring at this meeting.
Well, it's just like most of your past prime ministers. He's being vetted to be prime minister in the future, just like Tony Blair, just like Barack Obama, just like Bill Clinton, just like George Bush Sr., just like the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. You know, they've got different political affiliations, different political coloration, but they're all New World Order criminal trash. I appreciate your call, Wayne. I really do. Good points that you made. Of course, don't forget in Canada, what, this year and 2 years before that, your parliament tried to actually be a parliament and tried to actually cut taxes, and the Queen exercised her governor general's veto and disbanded the authority of the parliament, just like it's happened in Australia. You run absolutely nothing, and we run nothing here. Our Congress is ceremonial to the Federal Reserve, and the Congress is trying to become effective again and audit the Fed, and so the Fed threatens financial terror and plunged the market 1,000 points that day. We're going to go to break here and come back with David, Truthmaster Mark, Scott, and others. And then after, actually, I go to Scott first. He disagrees. We'll see if it's like all the other people that disagree, though. I think you're a great patriot, but I'd really love to hear somebody that actually disagreed but had real meat and potatoes. In fact, if you really do disagree, 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to go through the news as well. We do have two guests coming up, Lindsey Williams, in the last hour today. People want to hear a part two interview, and they say he was on Coast to Coast after he was here and talked about people wouldn't believe it if they knew who controlled our military, according to his oil company connections that I know are real. And so we'll get him to flesh that out with us coming up in the last hour today. You want him, you got him. But in closing, don't forget, this entire radio transmission is funded by your support of the sponsors and by purchasing the books, videos, T-shirts at Infowars.com. Like Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, our newest film, such an important documentary, or other films we carry like Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, all available at Infowars.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.